3:35 on your Thursday drive. Joining us right now, of course, it's Thursday. Thursday theater guy Harry Duke is here with Nick Christensen and Mike. I say Pavone. What say you, sir?
Pavone.
All right. We went through this last time, but yeah. Being Italian, I would always say Pavone. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much.
The Great Left Edge Theater is doing a production of a play called Honky.
Correct.
All right, let's talk about that.
It's a series of Mother Goose stories. No.
Bring the kids.
Yeah. So, Mike, give us a sense. I've seen it, but you're in it, so tell us what it's about.
It is loosely based on a true story about an advertising executive who exploits the death of a young black teenager. It's a comedy. Exploits the death of a young black teenager to sell more tennis shoes, based on something I believe happened in late, early 2000 or something, where an African-American young man shot another African-American young man to steal his tennis shoes, these very hot tennis shoes. So it takes a look at racism from several different angles. It's a very funny play, although a lot of times people seem a little bit... they hold back until somebody else laughs
first. Yeah, they're not sure if it's okay to laugh at it. That was my experience when I attended.
But trust us, it is okay to laugh. Some audiences have laughed hysterically. Other audiences didn't know what, haven't known what to make of it and don't say a thing. So we don't know what's going on half the time. But then they afterwards all seem to, across the board, equally love the play and come up after and are very complimentary. So it's been very satisfying.
Where did it come from? Who wrote it? And how long has it been around?
It's a fairly recent play. Greg Kolaris is the author's name, and he actually worked in advertising for a little while, so he brought some real-world experience into the script itself. It was done on PBS, actually. They did a TV version of it.
Really?
I forget what year that was done, but it's a really good play, and as Mike said, it's funny, but it's one of those where you go,
that's awkward.
Yeah, okay.
A darkly comedic look at five people, white and black, as they navigate the murky waters of race, rhetoric, and basketball shoes.
Yeah.
And Nick, who do you play?
I play a few different people.
You play one of the African Americans.
I do. Yeah, I'm one of the
who doesn't
American
play?
Youth. That's, no, I play. There's a few roles. That, am I the only one that plays multiple people? I guess the two.
Mike Jim. Well, Mike Jim and Julius also.
So I play like an HR representative for the shoe company. I play a news reporter. I play Dr. Driscoll, who's invented or helped to discover the pill that cures racism. And then I play a...
All right.
We've got to explain that.
It's about
more.
Time.
And then the last role I play is a hallucination of Abraham Lincoln.
One of the funny, really funny parts of the play is, because I have stepped over the line as the president of the shoe company, the board of directors wants me to go and see Dr. Driscoll, who prescribes this new revolutionary pill that stops you from being a racist. And the one side effect that is so funny in the play is that you hallucinate. It is possible you might hallucinate. I have a hallucination that Frederick Douglass is in my home when I wake up in the morning. And
you too, huh?
And it's a very verbose Frederick Douglass.
It is. Yeah.
And then Nick plays Abraham Lincoln in a hallucination.
It's a very randy Abraham Lincoln. So
I got to see this just for Nick playing Abraham Lincoln.
Oh,
I
mean,
he's got the stovetop hat and the beard.
Wow, cool.
Let's talk about the other characters in the show. Who else have we got in this piece? I mean, it focuses on the shoe designer and the advertising exec, but then some ancillary characters come in.
Yeah, it's a very balanced show ensemble. Everybody gets almost equal time on stage, which is really kind of fun. Liz plays the psychiatrist who is seeing some of the people that are in the play because of their racist attitudes. They're trying to work it out by going to therapy. And she herself has her own racist ideas. She is an African-American therapist, so she mostly, all of her clientele are white, and that poses some interesting questions. The guy that designed the shoe is another character. Mark, what's Mark?
Peter, he plays Peter, and he's the guy who wrote the commercial.
Mark Bradbury. We're not giving last names here, folks. Yeah. So Liz Rogers Beckley as the therapist, Mark Bradbury as the commercial.
And then Trey...
G. Riley.
G. Riley is the shoe
Why do
designer.
I know these actors' names?
Maybe
and
you're
guys
in this play and you just don't remember.
You act like we show up and call each other by our full names. It's not like I see you and I'm like, hello, Harry J. Duke. Yeah, that's not how it works, you know?
But you know my name.
That's true, I guess. Yeah.
What does the J stand for?
Jehoshaphat. No, it's John.
Of course it is.
Julius and Jim, last names to be brought to you by Harry in a moment. they play two young men who are both, they're African-American, and they have three scenes where they meet one of the other central characters on a subway car. And what's interesting about those scenes and clever about it is they come onto the car, and it's basically the person that they are meeting with on this train. It's the reflection of how that person sees the African-American community. So each person sees them differently, so they actually are different characters and react differently in each scene. It's very cleverly done.
And then Lydia.
Julius Rhea and Jim Caskey, by the way. Or Mike Rice. Take your pick.
Yeah.
And then Lydia Revelos is playing Andy. Is that her name? Yeah, Andy, and she is the fiance of Peter, the guy who wrote the ad.
Have you guys read this play?
Yeah. We looked at it once or twice. We're going to give it our best shot.
It sounds more complex than it is, but it's a really entertaining, and I hate to say this, but thought-provoking show. I sat in the audience, and I was at a show of the evening where the audience was less than audibly responsive. But what these guys can't hear are the conversations that the audience is having at intermission or after the show when they're talking about what they're seeing. And that is as valuable as a laugh or applause at any point, is to get them to talk about what's going on stage. Now, you guys have a short scene that will help give our audience some idea.
And let me just remind you, the play is called Honky, a Dark Comedy by Greg Kolaris. It's running right now. Wait a minute.
Yes, Left Edge Theater.
Oh,
this is its final weekend. There's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, Saturday evening, and Sunday matinee performance.
Through July 1st, this coming Sunday.
So set up the scene for us, Mike.
To set up the scene, Nick's character, Wilson, works in HR at the company that I'm the president at. And there have been some complaints about racist statements, perceived racist statements that I have made. And he's come at the behest of the board of directors to tell me to essentially cool it, because they're in the middle of a merger with Nike, and they don't want Nike to get the idea the president of the company they're about to buy is a racist.
All right, here we go.
Honky.
Look, I don't want to take too much of your time with this or make too much of it, so I'll try to keep this brief. It seems there's been some comments around the office concerning your insensitivity.
Insensitivity?
Some people have made mention, some of the minorities. Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
The people that have made mention, the minorities, they have made claims that you might be a little bit, well, insensitive.
Insensitive?
Racially.
You're kidding.
Let me make this clear. This is not me talking to you right now. This is the board. Unfortunately, my hands are tied. Complaints have been filed. Measures must be taken by me on the record. I have to have this conversation with you right now.
You do?
Well, the board does. Technically, I'm not even here.
I see.
And obviously you've been through something. Your wife, my God. I mean, my God. So don't think that anyone holds anything against you, but it has to be on the record that you've heard what I've said and steps will be taken. So, have you heard what I've said?
Yes.
And will steps be taken?
I'm sorry, to do what?
To be less, to be more sensitive.
What exactly is it that I did wrong?
No one is saying you did anything wrong. There are things in the workplace, with people, certain situations where one must exercise caution. The things one says, how they are said, and in turn, how they are received.
Did you hear this from Thomas Hodge?
Who?
Then who said it?
It was more than one person.
How many?
I can't tell you that.
Jeez. Okay, look, I'll guess a number, and if you say nothing, I'll know it's a yes. Okay? Okay?
I was saying yes.
Oh, good. Okay, two.
No.
Three? Three people?
Ooh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else. This is a delicate time, and obviously things are delicate, and the board just doesn't want this thing or anything else getting in the way of that.
Okay, so what you're telling me is
the board is telling you.
Telling me what?
our goals, expanding Sky Shoes, widening our demo, selling to Nike. These things are the important things.
Okay, let me get this straight. The board is concerned that Nike will back out of the deal if they hear that the employees think I'm a racist?
Whoa. Hey, okay. Hey, let's leave the R word out of it.
But isn't that what they're saying?
Well, yes, but that's their word. We can't really use it.
Look, I truly appreciate the opportunity you've given me here at Sky. I do. But I've been in this industry for 20 years, and I don't give a damn if anyone is black, Arab, Chinese, or Martian. All I care about is who's buying what, where they live, and what they can afford. Now, that's not racism. It's marketing. You want to talk about stereotypes? We pay a premium for them. They're called demographics. Now, out there, it may be racist to say that poor black people like malt liquor, fried chicken, and McDonald's.
Oh.
But in here, it's just a PowerPoint presentation. So if the board wants to fire me for doing a job they hired me to do, it'd be good to know. Meanwhile, if you'll excuse me, I have a black shoe company to paint white.
Yikes.
Wow. I can see why some of the audience reactions are... You know,
that's one of the milder scenes.
Yeah, and I know you guys, I think, edited yourselves on this one, so Mike wouldn't have to hit the delay button.
Yeah, no harsh language.
So the show is running this weekend as its final run. It's got an evening performance on Friday and Saturday at 8. It's got a Sunday matinee at 2. If this show sounds interesting to you, we've got a pair of tickets to the first caller at 707-636-1350. First person calling will get those tickets. We ask that you please use the tickets if you win the tickets. And also, if you'll go to their website, leftedgetheater.com, they're doing a special on tomorrow's performance. They're offering half-price tickets. So if you don't win the tickets but you're still interested in going, you can save half the price of a ticket by going to leftedgetheater.com and getting your ticket through that site.
And we should point out it's directed by the great Argo Thompson, who was in not too long ago. Also, I want to remind everyone that Left Edge Theater at the LBC was impacted by the fires. And you should consider making a donation to help us restore the theater, help them restore the theater. go to leftedgetheater.com and see if you can help out. And we already have a winner for the tickets. It's called Honky. Ends this weekend at Left Edge Theater at the LBC. How is it going at the theater? After
good.
The fires.
No, Argo's done a tremendous amount of work. They had to replace all of the gear.
Right.
A lot of smoke stuff. There was not any actual burn damage in that facility, but it was all around. So
literally
lost,
up to the
they
wall.
Lost everything, the smoke damage, and had to start from scratch. So it's a long process, but it's getting there.
If you haven't had a chance to check out a show at Left Edge Theater, I really encourage you to do so. They do really good work. They do plays that have not been done in the county before. That's their hook. You've not seen this show done anywhere else in the county, and they're all within 5 to 7 years old. So they're new plays being produced for the first time in the North Bay. And so this would be a great one to come check out, especially tomorrow night with half-price tickets. But keep your eye on them. They do really good work.
All right. LeftEdgeTheater.com. Michael Pavone and Nick Christensen from the Left Edge Theater's production of Honky and wrapping up this Sunday. Thanks, guys. Great to see you both again.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your support. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Harry, we'll see you next week.
You will. We'll be joined by the folks from Shakespeare in the Cannery to talk about their final performance, their final production.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
The property sold, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had not heard that. All right.